Wow, my head is spinning a little bit. Okay, we've talked about everything on the show today: politics, race, the economy, baseball, sort of. It's all pretty heavy stuff. Let's have some dessert now. Fashion. Here's independent producer Shireen Meraji.
This one goes out to all the NPR ladies. Okay, tussle your hair, and if you're not driving, take off those hideous dance-go clogs you love wearing and kick up your feet. Now let's listen to a Hollywood legend to get us in the fashion mood.
And here's a song I think you want to hear. Falling in love again.
Marlena Dietrich was in love with shoes. When she died, there were 440 pair in her closet. She thought shoes were more important than dresses, adding elegance to any outfit.
Stiletto pumps in the club. Yeah.
But would Marlena wear Christian Louis Vuitton's 8-inch stiletto pumps to a cabaret club? According to Los Angeles Times fashion critic Booth Moore, the higher the better.
It's a competition. It's like it used to be, you know, how hard could you work or how hard could you work out? And now it's like how high a heel could you work, you know?
This fall, at fashion weeks all over the globe, models stomped along the catwalk in higher heels than ever before.
I was at the Prada show in Milan, and the shoes were unbelievably painful looking. They were strappy, very, very high. So they were slipping and sliding and falling down on the runway. And everyone after that show was just complaining about how excruciating it was to watch these women walking in these shoes.
Elegant indeed. For those of you crazy enough to try high-stepping in pin-thin heels, you may want to take a class first.
From the top, you have It's Britney, Bitch, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Catherine Hit. Corelli is a professional Hit. Dancer and instructor Hit. At Crunch Hit. Gym in Hollywood.
Down.
She teaches a class where students learn how to strut in stilettos.
I think that it gives you a platform, an opportunity to work on posture, kind of building up the feet, building up those ankles and calves, and that ultimately will help your back, it will help your posture. Shoes are fabulous, but not a lot of people know how to walk in them.
To the left, 4 walks forward. Pull around. Hip, 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 hip.
Corelli and a handful of students in super high heels pop their hips and straddled chairs to Britney Spears' Give Me More.
7, 8.
And at the end of class, the lone male student, LA stylist Peter Tucci, told me why shoe designers keep taking their heels to new heights.
It's much easier to rip off the runways, and it's much harder to make a shoe look really expensive and more durable. So that's the one thing, like, I guess maybe the rich or someone who can save their money can buy and have it as a luxury item.
Basically, you can remake a Marc by Marc Jacobs dress, but don't try and fake an 8-inch stiletto without breaking ankles all over the world. I miss my clogs already. For NPR News, I'm Shireen Meraji.
This is Why We Don't Walk in L.A. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.